Part 4, Chapter 56. The Heart is Where the Enthusiasm Is. Quote by Stephen Valbrecht. It is very tricky to use external motivation because managers have such a hard time finding a reward with value to the employee. It takes a manager who knows an individual very personally to find an external motivation with value, and then one that won't offend the other employees. Employee motivation can consume management. I like to focus less on the right formula for amounts of external motivation and more on creating a culture where internal motivation is grown. To me, it comes down to the teaching two fish parable. I can give a fish to an employee, or I can teach them to get fish on their own. I have found that spending time creating a culture where individuals see personal success and team success helps drive internal motivation. Passionate people tend to outperform individuals with greater technical qualifications or skills. Without passion, individuals can lose their knowledge advantage through complacency. Leaders who match individuals to jobs they are not only skilled in, but also feel motivated to do, will thrive in the face of today's rapid changes. A common approach to motivating people is to reward them for the behaviors leaders want to see and punish those they don't want to see. Hence the common saying, what gets rewarded gets done. Motivation theorist Frederick Hertzberg describes external rewards like pay and benefits as hygiene factors. They are like temperature. When the room temperature is comfortable, we don't think about it. When it's too hot or cold, we're unhappy and think about little else. Similarly, the absence of rewards can be demotivating. The presence of rewards is not, in isolation, motivating. Inner motivation is something that motivates people to want to do something without expecting a reward. According to study after study, people report feeling motivated by things like making a difference, a sense of accomplishment, pride in good work, sense of growth, being challenged, and working with great colleagues. These elements of inner motivation transcend generations, genders, and cultures. Apparently, they are fundamentally timeless human characteristics. If we don't tap into the emotion and passion of others, we are unlikely to achieve much more than short-term, limited success. Competent leaders do not underestimate this challenge. They know they cannot force someone to be passionate, and they understand the difference between external and internal motivation. They devote energy to creating an environment that fosters and naturally promotes inner motivation. Does this mean leaders shouldn't reward people? Rewards are important when they're given as recognition rather than bribe. When rewards recognize the intrinsic motivation already in play, people cherish them for what they symbolize. Stephen Covey, author of the seminal book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, once said, "You can buy a person's hand, but you can't buy his heart. You can buy his back, but you can't buy his brain. His heart is where his enthusiasm is. His brain is where his creativity is, his ingenuity, his resourcefulness." If you're frustrated that you can't offer greater rewards to your team, reflect on the tireless efforts that people devote in the spirit of volunteerism and ask yourself why. You'll probably reach the same conclusion the Motivation Studies report. Tapping inner motivation doesn't require a larger budget. It requires leadership. Your invisible tool. Tap internal motivation.